Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We go from Aaron Boone with the Yankees to J.D. Davis. And while Gio Urshela has been having this unbelievable run with the Yankees, J.D. Davis has been having the same kind of run. It's just an incredible run over the last month. As the Mets have been winning, he has been just as good as anybody in the league. J.D., this is Mike Francesa on WFAN. Welcome. How are you?
Hey, Mike. Thank you for having me.
My pleasure.
It's been a crazy ride.
Yeah, it's been unbelievable, huh? I mean, take me back to I want to go to two places. Spring training. What were your thoughts breaking camp about your role with this team?
I thought it was more of a bench utility role coming into the season. There are some guys that were in front of me, but just kept my head down, just kept working at it. I knew I'd get my opportunities, and go out there and have fun and prove myself at whatever. So, as the season went along, got more opportunities, got more at-bats, and I started to get a little more comfortable. Obviously, we have a young group of guys here in the clubhouse, and it's been a whole bunch of fun, man. We really connect, good chemistry in the clubhouse, and it's been a blast.
And then when you took over every day when Smith got hurt, I mean, you have just been sensational. I mean, you have been on an incredible tear, not just big hits, but also consistent. I mean, you've hit .385 the last month with 9 homers and 22 RBIs, big hit after big hit, another one last night. I mean, it's been unbelievable. I mean, since you've been playing every day, it's been unbelievable how well you've hit.
Yeah, and I've always had that calm collectiveness that I've had, because once I knew that I was going to get more ABs and more playing time, that I would make adjustments way quicker than, having an at-bat today and maybe a couple days from now. So, but when you're in there every day, you can make quick adjustments from at-bat to at-bat or game to a game. And so, I've been blessed that, this game is a game of failure. So, to be hitting such at a high average is it comes with a lot of luck as well. So, but I got to give credit to Chile, Slater down there in the cages, and then Rafi as well, left-handed our BP guy, getting me right.
We know you do a lot of work. We've heard you're a guy who does a lot of work, talks a lot. He has a lot to say in the meetings, does a lot of prep work. Are you a thinking man's hitter? I mean, you've been great in these situations. You've had, tough at-bats, 0-2, sack flies. You've been hitting the breaking ball great. Are you a thinking man's hitter?
Yeah, I would say so. My approach changes from pitch to pitch based upon, past homework, what I've done so far. And a lot of times when in doubt, you just sit on the fastball, and that will get you right, and it'll help you recognize off speed pitches when you're not going well. But we're trying to change the culture over here with the Mets. I know we've gotten a little bit on the younger side over the past couple of years, maybe 5 years. It's been more of the older guys, but there's been a shift, a young shift that's going on right now, and we're trying to set the foundation for guys coming up. We've always seen the opportunities, what say the Royals, the Red Sox, the Astros, see the Giants, they all have their young cores come up and play together and play in big moments and learn and grow. And so I think that's what we've been doing right now, and we're realizing it, and we're just salivating at the opportunity to do something great, if it's not this year, years ahead. But it's been fun.
Big walk-off hit last night for J.D. Davis to win the game as the Mets came from behind with two in the 10th after the Indians had scored. You know what hand's going to throw. You're up there, classic at bat. You hit a couple balls hard, foul, before you got the base hit. What were you thinking with him up there?
Yeah, obviously his bread and butter is his go-to is that slider. It's devastating. That's why he's been in the league for so long. Give him credit. He was making a lot of good pitches. And once I got to 0-2, if I was going to go down looking, I was going to go down looking on a fastball in. Because if I would have actually swung at those, I probably would have broken my bat and probably hit a little dribbler right back at him, or I would have rolled over to Ramirez at third. And so, you know, I just told myself, get him out over the plate because he's going to want to tie me up, not really get extended. Try to get that slider that starts more middle way up, and so that way it comes right back in the middle of the plate. And so I fouled off some tough pitches, and, you know, got one that kind of hung up, and I just made sure I told myself pitches before to keep the same swing and finish up and don't try to roll over. And, you know, again, that's what I did, a stick with my approach, and it got one over the plate.
You know, I've always felt that when you see a guy fouling off tough pitches like that and getting good wood on tough pitches, the advantage goes to the hitter because the pitch has shown you everything. Now he's got to figure out a way to get you out. Do you agree with that? Do you think that the advantage goes to you once you've shown that you can kind of get a piece of what he's got?
Yeah, once he got to 3-2 and I fouled off that fastball down the left field line, there was a little man in my head saying, you know, there is a chance that, you know, he could extend out of the strike zone just for me to chase it for a strikeout to really keyhole and make sure I swing at strikes because there was an open base at the time.
Yep.
So it's kind of that, you know, that poker face that, you know, who's playing chicken if you're going to throw a strike or not. So, you know, I just stuck with my two-strike approach, really keyholed him and really worked to try to get a pitch that I can swing at.
I'm talking with J.D. Davis, who's been sensational for the Mets during this incredible run. All right, this team was dead on its feet, and now it's on fire. The place is going crazy. You guys can't lose. You've been great at home. What's this been like day to day?
Oh, it's been absolutely a blast, man. But it's starting to blend in. We're having so much fun. I keep telling the guys it feels like we're having a game every 20 minutes. feels like we're never home because we're always here at the field and, you know, just having a blast here with the guys. No, everybody enjoys, everybody loves baseball. You know, there's a quiet demeanor about us right now in the clubhouse. Everybody's doing their homework. It's not just me. You know, guys are taking accountability in the cages, in the video room, making sure their bodies are okay. And it's been fun, and everybody's kind of diving into it. It was kind of we were on the fence before we got Stroman. We were on the fence. We didn't know if we were going to be buyers or sellers. Obviously,
right.
There was a bunch of rumors going on, but I remember we were being on the plane and we got Stroman. There was a bunch of tweets and texts coming in, and we all looked at each other like, all right, I guess we're doing it. So
that made a difference. That meant something then, huh? That did mean something.
It meant to us too, huge, that we're just we're in it, and we're going to give it all we got right now.
How about Alonso's year? I mean, you're in the middle of this. You're watching what he's doing as a rookie. How about this year?
Oh my God, the polar bear power, man. The demeanor that he has and the coolness or the calmness that he has, you know, it's been pretty impressive. Obviously, you know, winning the Home Run Derby got him a bunch of coverage, and yeah, he was in his own little head the first week or two, but we got him right. We got him back. He had to hit a couple big home runs for us, especially in the National Series and in Atlanta. So it's been fun. It's been a pleasure to watch him, knowing the fact that he has such, you know, inexperience, and just the, you know, the coolness and the professional at bats he's been giving. And obviously you can't beat 40 home runs as your first big league season. It's pretty incredible.
I tell you, you flexed a lot of power too. I mean, you've hit some bombs this year. You hit that one in Pittsburgh. That was an immense shot. I mean, you've hit some long home runs yourself this year.
Oh yeah. I got to let him know that he's not the only one that has power. That's for sure. You know, I got to keep him on the ground, you know, and not the only one that could hit the ball 450 feet or whatever. So, but no, that just comes with that. You know, I try to, you know, square the ball up, and, you know, when you're going up there looking for pitches that you could barrel and you get a little early on some pitches and you got the same swing, that's when balls can really travel far. And so, again, credit Chili Davis, Slater and all them just getting me right. And, you know, just making me make adjustments from a bat to a bat.
JD, is there a game? Is there a, you talked about Stroman coming to the team and now you're buyers, not sellers, which meant something. But is there a game where this team turned it around? Is there something that sticks out to you as to when this team kind of snapped to when everything came together?
Yeah, you know, I don't know which series it was. I think it was a series right before the Giants. I know we were playing with them. We went to San Francisco. I think we lost 3 out of 4, mm-hmm. something like that. Mm-hmm. Two of them were walk-offs, but
yes.
we were just in it. With the whole game, we were in it. We were only like one. We were either ahead by one or down by one. And at the time, the Giants were
hot,
one of the hottest teams. And
yep.
So we knew that, you know, if we're going to have a chance at this against the hottest teams, we're only losing by one run. that really kept us going. We after that series, even though we lost, heartbreakers on walk-offs, we were still keeping our heads up, and I think we took a step forward as a group. And after that series, we basically just turned it on. And then obviously the big question mark was last homestand against the Nationals. That was a huge series of just being a playoff atmosphere and, you know, facing Strasburg, Corbin, and then Sanchez. So it was a playoff atmosphere, and that was the big question mark. But once we won that series, it's been a huge confidence booster, even going into Atlanta, even though we lost the series, but just playing, close games with them, it's been huge for us.
And I'll tell you this, we've seen this team in the World Series a couple of years ago. I don't remember this stadium ever sounding as loud as it has the last 10 days or 2 weeks. It's been unbelievable. I mean, this place has really been rocking. You know that?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. It's been crazy. And so many guys have talked about 2015 about how the stadium has been packed and how the energy of the fans they bring to the ballpark. And, you kind of put it 1-2 together and paint a picture of it. But when you're actually out there in left field or when you're in the batter's box, you can't even hear yourself breathe. It's pretty mind blowing.
Well, how does it feel? It's got to be great to be playing every day, right? I mean, it's everybody's dream to play every day, but when you're in the middle of playing every day, how is it different than when you're on a bench? I mean, what does it mean to be in there every single day?
Oh, it means the world. It's a child, it's a dream come true to play every day in the big leagues. I'm blessed to be a part of it, but then also to be in part of this run of going into the playoffs, just a playoff race. You hear about it, you watch it on TV when you're growing up. To be actually a part of it, it's an unbelievable feeling, and it makes coming to the ballpark even more exciting than what it already is.
Yeah, I tell you, it's been great. It's really a transformational year. I mean, you don't usually see a team transform itself in a season like this team. It's a lot of fun. Right now, you guys, it's almost like, we want to see what's going to happen tonight. It's like that every day. It's that much fun. It looks like you guys are having a ball.
Oh, I know. That's what I said last night. It's when Steve asked me if what does it feel like for when this team gets down or when we get behind? I truly meant what I said, that it's rare and how we get in the clubhouse or we get in the dugout and we're excited, especially when Rosie hit that leadoff double. We knew that we were just one or two pitches away from tying this game, and you can just feel the energy, obviously, with the guys and then obviously with the crowd.
Well, listen, thanks for a couple of minutes. Good luck. Keep it up.
All right, thank you very much.
My pleasure. Thank you. J.D. Davis, who has been sensational. You think about it. The summer of Gio Urshela and the summer of J.D. Davis, two guys that when the year started, you thought one was going to be a role player off the bench. The other one, you didn't even know who he was. And now look at the years they've had. Look at what they've had in the last month. I mean, the two of them. Urshela's hit 460. J.D. Davis, who has had big hit after big hit, has hit 400 with and he's hit 400 at home. He's hit 400 for the month. He's had 9 homers and 22 RBIs in the last month. Just an incredible run for these guys as the Mets continue to win 12 of 13. The hottest team in baseball, 26-10 since the All-Star break, now 66-60 as they try to sweep the Indians tonight. Syndergaard on the mound. Back after this.